Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2/8/2019. And oh, I just love it when my email, right before I come on the show, starts blinking like a strobe light. That's just really wonderful. Just really wonderful. NSA, you little puke kids, you little kitties, stop playing with my email right now. Stop playing with it. Anyway, there you go. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, when I say little kitties for the NSA, just to let you know if you're new to the show, and there's a lot of people new to this show. It always amazes me, but there is a lot of new people new to the show. And the fact is that the NSA has done searches for years, okay? Searches for years for the kids who are like tops at gaming on the computers, who play all the combat war games and the space games and all the different stuff. And they look for kids who are geniuses at coding and all the things, and they look for hackers because that's what they do at the NSA. Well, what they've done over the years, they've found and identified like kids in middle school or high school or even grade school in some cases who are geniuses and are hackers or computer people. And what they do is they make an actual deal with their parents. And it always helps them if the parents are, you know, greatly burdened by debt or very poor or whatever it might be, or in trouble just financially, and they give them a tremendous, like they may pay off your mama's mortgage in her car and or put $20,000 or $50,000 in her bank account. But in exchange for all of that, what they do is to have those parents sign an agreement to make the NSA or the U.S. government guardian ad litem for that child. They then take the kids and they say, oh, look, hey, look, mom and dad, we're also going to guarantee you that they're going to get at least a bachelor's degree, and maybe they even guarantee them at least a master's degree or PhD, and that they'll take care of them, feed them, house them, clothe them, and whatever, and blah, 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 blah. And one time a year, you'll get a communication or something guaranteed from them. So a lot of these parents go for that. Then the kids get taken, and we had reports back a number of years ago from deep background sources, and they were taking a whole trainload of kiddies, we call them, of the kiddies, and taking them on the deep underground at Fort Meade and other places to indoctrinate them into certain training regimens, etc., and also purportedly or allegedly Luciferian-type training, occult-type training, and they would then indoctrinate them in and then take them into the NSA fold, okay? And then unleash them on you, the public. So when you have a Jeff Bezos, who's allegedly, quote-unquote, the richest man in the world. Now, interestingly enough, you know, we've got all of a sudden back in the news again is Saudi Arabia and Khashoggi, you know? And now Trump broke the law, okay? See, Trump's the one who killed Khashoggi now, see? Trump is the one that made George Washington chop down the cherry tree. Trump is the one that, you know, got inside of John Wilkes Booth's head, and because Lincoln liked the Negroes and freed the slaves, that Booth, you see, was influenced by Trump going back in time. All right? So what I'm just trying to say is that all of this stuff going on, you know, with this richest man in the world, Bezos, a sidelight I was trying to say, and I got lost in the sidelight for a second, is that Khashoggi, Adnan Khashoggi, was, I believe, the daddy of this Khashoggi who was just killed recently. Adnan Khashoggi was the guy who was the, quote-unquote, richest man in the world. And after he wasn't richest man in the world, guess who bought his boat? Well, President Trump brought Adnan Khashoggi's yacht at one point in time when Khashoggi went on the fritz. And prior to that, Khashoggi was worth about $56 or $54 billion back then. Quote unquote, the richest man in the world. But then you see, he ran afoul of the stuff in Iran-Contra. Okay? He was one of the arms dealers in Iran-Contra. And worked with Poppy Bush and Reagan and all the crew, you see, to supply missiles to Iran. Oh, yeah. Oliver North helped supply missiles to Iran, okay? Or parts for them. It just goes on and on and on, people, I'm going to tell you. And the lie is different every level of the game in the Lucy Intel military behind the looking glass or through the looking glass world. So these little kiddies get indoctrinated to all of it. But you see, Bezos is complaining about surveillance, you see. And oh boy, they got his down below the belt selfie pictures. They got the pecker picture or whatever Drudge is calling it, you see. No pun intended. But you see, this guy is worth all his money and all his stuff. And he is participating, allegedly, in participating in a total surveillance society, and is one of the key companies or corporations that are involved with the government, the NSA, and all of the different EIEIOs and FBI and all of it to put you under total surveillance. And then who is it that Amazon has got? They've got the Ring doorbell. Oh, that's to help you to chase some bad guys off. But that also means they've got control of your door and the cameras, and then they can watch you and listen to you, all right? And then I'm sure they'll sell you some other things, and then we'll combine all of that with, you know, Alexa and Siri and all kind of different other people's stuff. And then your allegedly your Samsung refrigerator, allegedly your Samsung TV and some other TVs, which are taking pictures of you while you're watching it. Can you imagine there? You're sitting there in your Valentine's Day boxer shorts, you know, and watching the ball game, you know, or something, or the boxing match or the MMA fight. And then the old camera's just on you clicking pictures away, you see, and listening to what you had to say. So if you get a chance, always talk to the NSA or the FBI whenever you get the chance, and you tell them that, you know, Lord Jesus is going to come with his archangels and he's going to pluck those tear butts of theirs out and throw them down the fiery furnace. But Bezos is complaining about surveillance and extortion and things when he won't even allegedly let his people go to the bathroom and work for him, and they have to wear diapers while they work in these Amazon warehouses. So Bezos, you're full of crap. And going back to old Adnan Khashoggi, you see. Old Adnan, he liked young girls. He's the one that allegedly invited Brooke Shields' mama to bring Brooke, and they went to Europe or went to Africa on a big safari at his safari place over there. And he was very enamored with Brooke Shields. And back then, Brooke was very young, and she was had this photographer that took pictures of her naked as a younger girl, you see. And then at some point in time, Khashoggi got afraid of AIDS, not because of Brooke Shields. And I'm not saying that there was a relationship, but I think he would have liked to have had one. But he got the idea that Mormons were very clean cut and would not have AIDS. The lowest possibility of any young girls having AIDS was in Utah. So old Adnan moves his headquarters into Salt Lake, where at the last part of his life there, he had to wear the electronic boot, because after Iran-Contra, they went after him. And then he was no longer the richest man in the world. And then it became somebody else. But you see, the real richest men in the world are the Rothschilds and the Queen of England, the royals, the Dutch royals, and Prince Turnun Taxis, or Regensburg, Germany. Turnun Taxis used to own all of the post offices in Europe back in the old days. Well, guess what? They opened the mail, allegedly, you see. The Rothschilds had instant communication from carrier pigeons, you see, from homing pigeons that would bring messages such as that Napoleon was defeated. And instead, they came back, and old Rothschild sat under the clock in the London Exchange, all right, and started selling everything. He started selling all of his consuls, 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 which the consuls paid, I believe, 10% interest annually in perpetuity to the bearer. All right? They have a lot of bearer bonds over there because it makes it more convenient, you see. Whoever owns them gets to clip the coupon and get the money. But he was selling all his consuls, and various small firms were buying them off, and they said, oh, no, Rothschild knows that Napoleon must have won and is on his way over here. So they started dumping all of their consuls and shares of the Bank of England and all of these kind of things, you see. And all the other banks and all of the other things, they started dumping them. And meanwhile, they started getting bought up by all these small brokerage firms, you know. And lo and behold, at the end of the day, the Rothschilds controlled the Bank of England and a few other banks in the city. of London, you see, in between the Dragon Gates, where the Dragon Gates are, and where they have the giants that come out for a festival that are, one of them's called Gog, and the other's called Magog, you know? I mean, you talk about a loosened up world, you see. So I'm just trying to say and give you an idea of how long this stuff has been going on. It's been going on a long time. But here's what we have coming up, you see. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. That's already partially taken place in the Pacific. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died in the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, and the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given the power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God, have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. Maybe they looked like helicopters, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. Remember the old tiger shark looking airplanes, the P-51s and different things, and also the helicopters they painted that way. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto the scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power is to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two worse woes, more hereafter. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to read any more because that right there is enough. Now, let me just tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And you see, what did Jesus do? He gave you power over serpents and scorpions, right? He gave you dominion over them and over the power of the evil one. But you got to get right with him first. You need to repent of your sins. Ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior. And he'll start to change you, and he'll start to cleanse you. He'll start to wash your sins away. That's the best deal in town. But if you don't do it, when the locusts come out of the bottomless pit, they see that you're not have the seal of the Lord on your head, they're going to come and they're going to torture you. They're coming after you. But I'm going to tell you what. As I see this, the answer, you see, is the fact that Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, you see. And our Father in heaven gave up his Son and brought him down to earth to use his blood to cleanse your sins. Oh, man, take advantage of it. You're out there, you're backslidden. I don't care what you've done. You repent to Lord Jesus and you ask him to come into your heart. And you see, also in John 14, he tells you how to pray. And he tells you if you ask in his name is Jesus, by the way, that it will be done, you see. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there are no political solutions right now either to spiritual problems. And in the midst of all of this, President Trump has a 50% now approval rating, because the people are starting to see that the Democrats are Luciferian communists, baby-killing Luciferian communists. They want to take their scalpel or their scissors, and when the baby's head starts to come out, they want to jab them in there and kill the baby. Or better yet, they want to, like, try to make sure the baby dies and then in the womb and then let the mother deliver, but they want to take delivery so they can take the parts, the brain and stuff, and sell it to the Planned Parenthood, who allegedly are the ones that gave, I think, like $2 million to this governor of Virginia. The blackface guy, the coon man, quote unquote. The Ku Klux Klanner. Well, you see, that's what they care about, but they don't care about the babies. So this could have been done. Now it's done to all the three top Democrats. They can now let all three of them stay in there. All right? And then they can use them as whipping boys all the time. Now we got a lieutenant governor in Mississippi. Now we got somebody that, you know, supervised a yearbook, the Republican in Virginia, supervised a yearbook where somebody put a picture of somebody in blackface 40 years ago in it. So now I guess we just get to go through. Maybe what would be better off, maybe they could put Kamala Harris, you know, and Cory Booker, put them, and of course Biden too, because Biden's a soul man, you know? And they can put them in charge of killing all of the white people, you see. Oh, that'd be just glorious, right? Or maybe if you don't give them money, then they'll kill all the white. Maybe it'll be they'll act like the Muslims that this Pope Francis seems to love and kiss them right on the old juicy lips. Oh, boy. And to say that the Christians and the Muslims have the same values and all of the support family and all that, well, Pope Francis, the only problem is that right in the holy book of the Quran and the Hadith, that it says in there that you're to make the Christian convert immediately to Islam, or he has the ability to pay an annual tax, which would be very close to his annual salary or annual income would have to be paid to the Islamic, you know, caliphate, you see, annually to let him to still be a Christian, all right? Or if he refuses and he does not pay, then he's to be killed immediately. So I think the Pope kind of forgot that. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're starting to watch the gold and the silver, you're starting to see it going up and up. Gold now $1,314 an ounce, you see. Silver, $1,581. Platinum is only $798. I believe Brother Quayle said the other day it might be time to get a little platinum because traditionally platinum has been a little more expensive than gold. And there could be some run up there. But I'm going to tell you what. When push comes to shove, you'd better have some old dollar bills at home. Not in those old, Wells Fargo ATMs, as is an example from yesterday and the day or so ago, whatever. But if the lights go out and it grows dark outside, you may have your flashlight and some candles at home, but how long will your batteries and candles last? Did not our Lord Jesus tell us to get lamps and lamp oil and extra wicks or whatever and get the wicks trimmed and that you never know when he's going to come in? Without electricity, the world is going to be very dark, you see. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And if we already have, without all of this other stuff, without all the other stuff, do we not have a situation where the starvation is already ongoing in Venezuela, the great socialist state? I think you ought to get Ocasio-Cortez a one-way ticket. Send her a train ticket. Yes, the train can be put onto a boat, and it can go back and forth on the train tracks on a sailboat, you see, that goes by wind power to go to Venezuela. And then she can get off and hitch her train up at the dock and then ride the train there. Of course, it has to be an electric train. Because you wouldn't want to burn wood or any fossil fuels. And then let her go see how wonderful her Luciferian communist stuff really works out for her. You better get prepared, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can tell you. Because what is getting ready to happen, Lord Jesus in Revelations, I just read you, is telling you about it. And the woes And Jesus, by his mention in Matthew 24, says, we are already in the beginning of sorrows. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive Radio Network. Bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive2Thrive.net, and that's the numeral 2. Thrive, or the number 2, for those who are numerically challenged, but number is a good number word, you know. to my good friends up in Maine who are probably laughing at me right now. And also my good friends from Maine who are now down in Massachusetts. All the good people out there. And, you know, I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I hear from people all over the country. Just incredible. Topanga Canyon, California, you know. Down on the old borderline by Imperial Beach. The old Captain K down there who is telling me that they're releasing a lot of the people in, the asylum seekers in, because they can't keep them in Mexico. And in Tijuana, there's a meth war ongoing, and there's murders like you can't believe. He sent me pictures from the L.A. newspapers and stuff, and they got them stacked up in the morgues in Tijuana. Pretty graphic stuff if you take a look at it. And all about meth and dope and all the stuff, you see. Well, I guess they need Muslims like Pope Francis talks about, you know. But you see, Mexico got sort of taken over at a certain point. I was watching a newer movie with Andy Garcia in it, and it's about the Cristero War in Mexico in the late 20s. Cristo Rey, King Jesus, you see, Christ the King. And how the Presidente Gallas of Mexico wanted to secularize Mexico, and he attacked the church and forbid them from saying mass or, you know, having any church services or ringing their bells. He wanted everybody to pay attention to the President of Mexico and the Mexican government and the army. That was the source of everything, you see. Well, is it not what we're looking at with the Ortiz Cordelia or whatever, Cotillion Karma Chameleon or whoever these different ones are of the Green Revolution? Ocasio-Cortez, I know. But there's also Globuchar and then Kamala Harris and Cory Bucarina and all these little other prancers and dancers. And they're all talking about the same thing. What are they talking about? They're talking about communism. Let's just say it. They want to be the commissars. So if you want to call them anything, you call them Commissar Kamala Harris, you see. Commissar Corey. Commissar Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Commissar Ocasio-Cortez. That's really a good sound to it. President Trump ought to adopt that, you see. Commissar Pelosi. Commissar Schumer. Oh, yes. They're all operating off of Saul Alinsky. But you see, you can take Alinsky's things and turn it around back on him. You can say, well, how come you're not for the American working woman and American working man? Why do you want to give those jobs to illegal aliens? And why do you want to prevent black people in the city of Chicago from getting a good job? Or the city of Newark? Or the city of San Francisco? Why do you want them to be shooting up needles and pooping on the street, Nancy? Can't you find room outside of your wall or inside of your wall to put them on your acreage in Northern California and let your daughter take care of them, you see? She can cook out there and they can sing kumbaya songs or something, you know? Only you don't sing kumbaya songs because you see, would rather hear the aborted babies cry, you see, as it's alive. You want to hear the cry of the infanticide. That's what you start calling Democrats. Communist Luciferian scum, you see. And I'm sorry, because I used to know some Democrats. I remember back in Illinois, there was a guy named, he was an intelligence officer in the Army, but he also was a guy that walked around and had a pretty interesting, what I would call, middle-of-the-road, working-person, Democratic program. Paul Simon was his name, and he was running for governor. And I used to know Paul Simon, and that was my area where I worked with the Democrats for a while, and then I went to a Democratic caucus. I had registered up all kind of people when the 18-year-old voting law came in. I registered, gazumba people, you know, at the old junior college, the old college here and there and the other, you know, and high school to vote. And they said, oh, you're pretty cool, you know. Of course, my family was a Republican family for all those years. And they had helped my mom's parents had helped to put Lincoln in to create the Republican Party at one point in time. And knew Abraham Lincoln, yeah, and all of them people. And then I remember as a young kid seeing old Bob Michael, you know, sitting at the kitchen table talking to my mom or to my dad, you know. But be that as it may, I had my anti-parental deal and all of that, and I also happened to like this Paul Simon. But then when I went and saw the corruption and the back and dirty dealing inside of the Democratic caucus, in a small county in southern Illinois, that I knew that politics was not for me. And then I also knew later on people in Springfield, the capital of Illinois, who used to work for all the big shots and all the stuff and worked in politics. And I remembered them from college and what they used to do back then. And all the connections with the outfit in Chicago and all of this, that, and the other, you know, it was all very interesting. But be that as it may, you see, these Democrats today want to kill babies just like Baal or worship Baal or Moloch or what have you. Kill the baby to sacrifice, blood sacrifice. Now, who they really sacrifice to? They sacrifice to Moloch or Baal, but really it's a sacrifice to Lucifer, you see. Because all of these are intermediate names and demons, Apollyon, Abaddon, all these different ones. They're pops of Lucy himself, okay? And what does Lucy want? He wants total chaos and blood sacrifice of millions and billions of people. Because he thinks he's going to steal your soul. When in your patience, possess ye your soul. We see that in Luke 21. What's Jesus tell you? You're going to get betrayed. Who's going to betray you? Parents and brethren, relatives and friends, you see. And some of you, they're going to be caused to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Jesus says, you see. But not a hair on your head shall perish. Well, how can that be if they put you to death? Because in your patience possess ye your souls. Stand up for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, yourself, your home, your property, your bill of rights, you see. And pray to the Lord. Lord, pray to Jesus and say, Jesus, can you expand my ability and capacity to handle and withstand what is coming down the pike and to make wise decisions on behalf of your guidance that will ensure and improve my chances of enduring to the end and bringing my family along to the end and protect them. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, you see. I would also remind you of Psalm 144. .1, you see. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. But you're going to have to fight against the evil that's going to come. Because Lucy might just turn out all your lights. He might just put that thought in the head of little Kim, or put that thought in the head of old Poutine, or she, you know. Or Ayatollah Khamenei, you see. He could launch a few off himself now. Oh, yeah, they could get freighters, you see. They could do freighters, and they could launch 2 cruise missiles, pop, pop, fizz, fizz, okay? Or they could just order, initially, the Spetsnaz already in the United States that was hired by Obama to go hit 9 key power substations, knock them out of the box. That'll cause a cascading effect of the grid going down in the United States. Computers might still be on there, of course, obviously. So they may want to follow up with a pop, pop over the center. But I think they're going to turn out the lights, because that gives you a maximum chaos in what we'll call the primordial darkness. How many candles you got at home right now? How many gallons or quarts of lamp oil or kerosene do you have for your lamp? How many batteries do you have? Are they rechargeable? Will there be a sun to recharge them? Hopefully there'll be some sunshine, or we won't grow any food at all. But if Anak Krakatoa, the son of Krakatoa, or the baby Krakatoa, blows, you might have a mini ice age, because it could put so much particulate matter in the sky. And if Rainier blew, oh yeah, it could be Rainier, couldn't it? Mount St. Helens, Taupo, the ones over in Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia, Mexico, Guatemala, this one, that one, the other one, all over the world. And if you start to see the volcanoes blow, you see, Vesuvius, then you could have a world that goes dark. And how could they do that? Well, they could do that with tectonic weapons or nuclear weapons, you see. Energy weapons. But they could just as easily do it with a couple of EMP bombs, couldn't they? So what are you going to do? what you better do is you better get right with Lord Jesus if you're already not, and continue to prepare, because most of you people who are listening to this show are preparing. But you got to get your idea of what exactly could happen. And where are you going to be, you know? Have you gone within a 50-mile radius and looked for spots that you might be able to go to that, you know, it's like that old song from back in the late 50s, early 60s, you know? Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cent. No phone, no food, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Remember that? And then it was every door that ain't locked when no one's around, you see? Where's your boat hole? Where's your little place in a grotto by the creek or the limestone cave, you know? Where's your treehouse? Where's your spot on top of the one roof that is not able to be seen by others but still has up there and may have, in New York City, may have, 1,500 gallon of water up there on top of it? Where's that little bolt hole where it's got the little secret door that you underneath the thing that you can go into and you can hide in there and other people don't know about it, that the super built 10 million years ago? Or where's that arroyo, you know, that if you go down the arroyo, all of a sudden, if you make your turn to the left, then you turn to the right, and then all of a sudden you look up, and then there's a little nice little cliff base there, and there's a little cave up there, or a mine shaft, you see. Have you got those figured out? Do you have the night vision? When everything is dark, the guy who can see at night can reach out and touch somebody, you know? So it has got to be a systematic thing. You need to get a list, and you need to go down the list and have the categories, the items. It could be water purification, food. And if you've got a water filter like a Berkey or a Pure, K9 Combi or whatever the heck it is, Aquarain, you need to get one where you can try to handle viruses as well. And find that out, but then you need to get extra filters. That's a category. Food, long-term storage food. Regular canned goods or canned food that you've canned. Putting them old mason jars. Like so many people have done up in the, been turned back on the cannon by old Lady J up there in the Smokies in the Blue Ridge there, you know? She's got whole groups of people that started back up just by her talking about it. Or there's a certain stagecoach ranch up in California, you know, that somebody does a lot of cannon. There's over in the highway there. I believe old Dunlap, and probably up there and a few other towns in Iowa, too. And then there's my old Mars Hill people. When they're not in Buncombe County, they're looking for emeralds or gemstones. Hiddenite, I believe, isn't Hiddenite, isn't that one of your gems? Well, then they're getting prepared, too. With all them rich people around Weaverville and all that stuff there and Mars Hill, you're going to have some nice residences because many of them are not going to make it down from New York City, you see, or Philadelphia, you know, or up from Charlotte, you know. They just ain't going to make it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm slowing down here tonight because I'm trying to get you to understand that this stuff is real. And then did you see, you know, I loved and I did laugh today when Attorney General Whitaker, the acting Attorney General, told old Jerry Fatjow Nadler from New York that his 5 minutes was up. Okay? And then have you heard how old Peter Schiff, you see? They've gone over and hired all of the National Security Council people who are probably in on the Obama spy game on the, excuse me, on the Trump. But none of that stuff has still come out. And Jim Jordan, I saw this morning, still trying to get out of Whitaker what's going on. And President Trump is now starting to see that they reneged on the deal. It won't make any difference about Mueller because all that stuff has been given over to Schiff and all of those people. And then Schiff has been seen. Apparently there's now pictures and video and different stuff, allegedly, of this Schiff guy, the House Intelligence Committee, who has him cavorting around with the Steele and the Fusion GPS people. So he's, of course, in on the deal, you see. And meanwhile, the Red Chinese and the Russians have got all kind of weapons going on. The Iranians are talking about death to America again and are showing off new missiles, all right? And it's all designed to be able to hit Europe or to hit Israel. And believe they can. And then you might see them, because that could be, Iran could be what Nostradamus saw, the guy in the blue turban, you see. And old Nostradamus even saw somebody called Mabus. Well, is that Abbas, the Palestinian guy? Or is there a Secretary of the Navy named Mabus? There's both, isn't there? Or there was. Now, question for you. When the lights go down, all the electricity goes out. If you have city sewers, and you know they're connected to what one of those plants, water treatment plants and stuff, how long do you think it will be before the sewage backs back up? Even though the sewage facility isn't operating, there's nothing shredding it or putting it out or releasing it. Do you think you might have a need for fish antibiotics? Okay. For when you're fish, you see, might need them because your fish got dysentery or they got, maybe typhus or something. Oh, you remember that wonderful city of the future, the city of angels, you see. They've just built the most magnificent city hall and court system and police department building. Just magnificent. And all laid down with carpets and inlaid with granite and marble and tiles and frescoes and all kind. Oh, well, all of that city hall now has got the most greatest carpets and stuff in it for all them big shot lawyers and everybody, judges' offices and police offices. And the carpets all got to get jerked out because typhus is in the city hall of L.A. And when we had hepatitis, if you touched stuff in the courthouses and the railings of public buildings in San Diego, because you got needle junkies and Lucy Commie homeless sleeping on the streets and pooping on the sidewalk. And Nancy Pelosi loves crap on the sidewalk because her San Francisco, you see, is such, I guess they can scoop it up and take it up and put it for fertilizer on the grapevines in Napa, where her walled estate is located. Well, let's get ladders for all of those illegal aliens, you see. Oh, for the undocumented migrants from Guatemala and Red China and all these different places, and, you know, all the Muslims and all the different things, the ones they were shuttling through the desert, you know, the Syrians. Well, we could get some of them, and Somali Joes and Somali Jills, the ones that are not already in Congress. And we could just give them ladders and say, why don't you get rid of this immoral wall and just climb over it? Nancy will take care of you. The pillow chip will take care of you. Do you think that you better might need some cash money or gold and silver, platinum, in small coins and different items? Maybe so. But you're also going to need water purification, food. You're going to need a firearms, plural. Because when you run out of one, if you can't reload quick enough, you might want to pull a pistola. Or you might want to be like old Jesse James or Frank James or the younger boys, you know, when they'd hoorah town rolling with the old gorilla fighters for Bloody Bill Anderson or Quantrill. And they'd hoorah town, they'd have them 5 or 6 pistols running at a full gallop, using both hands and popping, popping, popping. And I saw that in the movie with Andy Garcia with the Cristeros. Viva Cristero Rey, you see. Viva Cristo Rey. They fought for the freedom to worship Lord Jesus against the Mexican government. But you see, the Mexican government went secular and socialist, and now, for the most part, is worshiping the Santa del Muerto, or Muerte, or whatever, you know, the death saint woman, you know, the death woman saint, you see. I don't even know the new terminologies other than just say that's a demon devil worship that they do, all right? And then all the diableros narcos are the ones that want to do all of that stuff. Well, now we got them in Washington, D.C., and in New York, and L.A., and everywhere. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike the blow. Take out the Chinese ship, the rail gun. Take out Russia. There's stuff. You might take out the Red Chinese hanging out in Dayton, Ohio. Put your kids in school there. Fandango Rangers, you know what the story is. You know where you're ready, baby. An old Mickey LaPoo. Been up there eating lobster a little bit. Eating up back down. You'll come for Porky back. Got the doctor.